We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1018. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, this is one of those questions that job hunters ask all the time. Is it okay to email several recruiters about the same job? Hope you find this helpful. Please give the show 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. And by the way, I've got great information on my website and at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have it curated to the best of my material. So why don't you join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com? And if you're interested in my doing one-on-one coaching with you about some element of your search or the entire search, there's information at the end of the show that will help you. Now, let's get going, okay? The question is it okay to email several recruiters about the same job? As usual, the answer is it depends. Now, number one is, it depends on whether you know for sure they're all representing the same job. Now, if the language is identical, duh, it's the same job. Now, the question becomes, why would you do that? Okay, let's say you emailed the corporate recruiter, and then you start emailing agencies. Corporate recruiter is going to claim ownership of your candidacy. They're not going to accept the referral. There's no point in doing it unless you let a few days go by so that it's not fresh in their mind that they've received the resume. It may not be in their applicant tracking system yet. So contacting a third-party recruiter at that point makes sense. So give it 3 days. If you haven't heard from the recruiter, contact an agency recruiter. Next, multiple agency recruiters. Now, applying is one of those ambiguous terms. It doesn't mean you've sent your resume to? Well, you know, yes, it's okay to do that. Now, the question becomes, as soon as you start talking to one of the recruiters, you determine whether or not they're going to submit you. If they are, there's no need for the others. If they aren't, ask why. And if another recruiter contacts you, well, very simply, you haven't been submitted yet, go ahead. Talk to a second recruiter about it, or a third. It doesn't mean you're going to get the interview. What it does mean is that the first person said no. The second person may have also said no. You may not fit. So what are you hitting your head against a wall for? Now, if you legitimately fit, that begs the question, what did they not see in your background or how you presented yourself that caused them to not think you fit? You've got to learn from that, from interview one to interview two. And if you still haven't gotten the message yet, you certainly have to do it by interview three. So recognize that if you're not selling yourself properly to the first person, yes, you should be talking to a second. If you're not selling yourself by the, you know, interview two, you better do it by interview three, because what are you doing? You know, and this is really what my site, Job Search Coaching HQ, does. It really helps to prepare you for interviewing. Now, it helps with resumes. It helps launching your search. It helps you with interviewing, with tough interview questions to prepare for, you know, talking to recruiters, on and on and on. There's great content available to you at the site. So I would encourage you, if you're struggling figuring out what you're doing wrong, well, number one, join. Number two is ask me once you have joined. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Haverty's Furniture is here to help you get set for the season with up to $1,000 off. So you can set the stage with style and set the bar more beautifully. So why not settle in together on a new sofa? Because being at home doesn't mean having to settle for less. Even though the holidays feel a little different this year, Haverty's Furniture can help you create the perfect holiday setting with up to $1,000 off plus 0% interest.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.